You've been hearing a lot this week about the arrival of Earth's 7 billionth person. That's a lot of eggs and sperm. Sometimes couples need help getting pregnant, and if they're in Seattle, that help may arrive by bicycle. From member station KPLU, Keith Seinfeld reports.
To really appreciate this story, channel the seventh grader who lives deep within.
It is a bicycle with a giant sperm cell on it, to put it bluntly.
Meet Alan Dowden, lab scientist and occasional courier.
It's a delivery bike, purpose-built delivery bike, and inside the front of the sperm, we can store one of our cryogenic shipping containers.
Dowden works at the Seattle Sperm Bank. The front of the bike is the bulbous head of a sperm, about the size of a very large beach ball with a long tail stretching behind. It's framed in electric blue.
You can't help but feel a little self-conscious when you get all the looks, but it's mostly smiles, so it feels good, to be honest. It feels good.
The bike makes local deliveries, although the sperm bank ships as far as Australia. Manager Gary Olsom says the idea for the bike came from its parent company in Denmark, where the owner is a cycling enthusiast.
And he was looking for a way to deliver the samples in a more earth-friendly way that also could be used as a marketing tool to bring more attention to sperm banking in general.
I've never considered being a sperm donor before, but now that I see the bike, yeah, I'm more interested.
Henry Kellogg was passing by when we took it out for a test ride.
That's an awesome bike. Love how the tail comes out the back of the bike and extends beyond the rear wheel. It's so cool.
The 10-foot-long sperm is a high-tech cooler. It holds a canister filled with liquid nitrogen, so a tiny dollop of sperm stays frozen. A donor, probably from the nearby University of Washington campus, was paid about $50 for it, and a woman or a couple needing help with a pregnancy, they'll pay up to $600 per sample. That covers a lot of screening to make sure it's safe. The bike is getting a mixed reception at some fertility clinics. I showed a photo to Gretchen Sewell, a counselor at Seattle Reproductive Medicine.
Oh, my. I did discuss this with a lab director here, and he was very uncomfortable with it just because it's so disrespectful.
Hard enough for a couple, she says, to depend on a sperm donor without having it arrive so flamboyantly. On the other hand, if the sperm bike gains acceptance, it might be a sign that society is opening up to the topic of infertility. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.
This is NPR News.